Yeah, well, just it was I suppose it's a good win. And I suppose scored five goals with a few more chances. But most important thing, I suppose, was getting the 3 points back, get back in, and you know, with the running coming, 12 games to go, they're all massive games, and obviously with tomorrow against Bray, so just important to get the 3 points and get motoring again.
Bray going well?
Bray going fantastically well. You know, Harry Kenny's done a fantastic job there. I suppose if they could cut out the first third of the season, the second third of the season, they'd be top of the table at the moment with the results. So it just shows you that in the last 10 games how well they've done, unbeaten, and obviously beaten the Dock Pats. So you know, he's changed the team around. A lot of the players have been there, but he's changed their shape. He's brought a few new players in, and you know, obviously they've stopped giving away goals. Cherry, Kenneth, Clancy, Douglas, very strong back four, you know, and obviously Dylan Connolly up top has been on fire. You know, an Irish under 21 international, he's been a revelation. And but around the park, they've had Brad O'Sullivan back from Galway, who's one of their own lads, and they've Moore and Pender. So, you know, they've really he's really worked hard with them, and you can see the results in the second third of the season. You know, as I said, if the league started in the second third, they'd be top at the moment. So, just shows you how far they've come. So, a really, really difficult game for us, and you know, we're aware of it, and we need to play very well.
Injuries.
Benno Beats the Stephen Beats is a knock. They're the main two. Greg is suspended. So we'll just wait until tomorrow, obviously with a short turnaround. We'll just wait and see how they are. But obviously with Greg out, someone will have to come in anyway. And maybe with Benno, but we have guys who are ready to come in, and that's where we're at.
And fellas missing, the discipline's been very good this season, hasn't it? Apart from, I think, Greg had the red card, Kenny had. I think this is the first suspension that in months, I'd say, is it?
I think it's our only suspension from bookings. But I suppose, to be fair, even in the last 3 years, we've worked really hard on discipline, because you can't afford to have players missing for key games. And, you know, if you look overall, our situation and our, I think, the first year, I'm not sure where we topped the Fair Play League. Ana, you might know that.
Anyway.
We were second in last. I think last year we were second. So we've been up at the top two for the last couple of years in that. And but it's important, because you can't have guys getting booked stupidly. So it's just unfortunate. Greg gets 5 bookings, but other than that, we've been good. And you know, we don't get silly bookings, and that's important.
Yeah, because sometimes, particularly in Dublin, they think Cork are a big, strong, physical team, kind of making out that.
I'd say that was 2 years ago, Billy. I'd say now they're saying we're playing too much football. So, we are what we are, you know. So, and you know, the team this year have done well, and they've worked hard, and you know, they're running the season's on, and we just need to treat every game like a cup final and drive on.
With Colin coming for Greg tomorrow, kind of a like-for-like.
Yeah, well, we're looking at a few options, Rory. You know, obviously Colin is there. You know, we have Dave Mull, Gary Buckley, you know, has a knock on his ribs. He can come back in. You know, we could probably drop Gavin back in, maybe push Beats inside. So if we have a few alternatives. So we haven't decided yet. But either way, you know, the thing about it, but injuries have cleared up quite a bit, which is good. So our bench has got back to being a bit stronger. And obviously then, you know, with the likes of young Chidozie coming through and pushing himself into the bench, you know, it's put a bit of competition in there as well, which is good. And he's done well when he's come in, which is good for him. So, yeah, we'll just wait till the morning till we see how things are.
Is Chidozie far from the starting place, do you think? Or?
Yeah, he is, to be fair to him, because I think it would be wrong, you know, unfortunately, like, you know, I hear our own supporters and that they watch a lot of the 19s matches, but the step up is probably 5 to 8 times higher from 19s to first team. But you know, sometimes you come out here and you see the 19s winning 3 or 4 nil, you know, they look very good, which they are, but the step up is massive. And you know, from my point of view, if I can give him game time like he's been getting, coming in and getting 15, 20 minutes and just give him that experience, I think that's what I'd hope to do between now and the end of the season. But obviously, some games you might be able to get away with it, other games you won't. And it would be unfair of me to put him into matches that he would be out of his depth at the moment. So, you know, the most important thing is to manage him, and he's one for the future, and certainly, you know, give him a bit of experience, and obviously then maybe when next season comes along, he's ready to go.
Shani McGuire and Kevin in the under-21s, two matches coming up for them. Obviously, from your point of view, you'd be hoping they'd come back injury-free and unscathed and all this.
Absolutely, yeah. It's
a bit of a time wait, you know what I mean? A couple of days would be anxious for days to know they've got okay.
Well, the problem is
that... Border Rovers match, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the problem is that they play next Friday at home, and then they go to Serbia for Tuesday. They have to get back then on Wednesday night. And as we know from Europe, you know, travelling can take a bit, but for them, going to Serbia, which is even much more difficult and different time zones, so you're certainly hoping they'll come back not injured. I keep saying, like, for us as a club, you know, it's proud and it's an honour. You know, we've guys a captain on the 17, under 19, guys are on 21, but certainly coming in the time of the year that's coming, when you're in the mix, isn't ideal for us, and certainly we didn't want the games. We didn't know, we wanted to play Dundalk and we wanted to play Finn Harps, but you know, that's just the way it is when you have players that are at that level and have proven themselves to be on the under 21 side. So yeah, we'll just deal with it when they come back, and obviously we're hoping they won't get knocks, but the most important thing is that we have a huge match tomorrow night, and we must make sure the two of them play well.
We were just on there before we came in, Kink sold a couple of players there recently, about 20 million quid's worth.
Yeah.
Just goes to show us.
Another bad side. It does. I suppose, look at the key, isn't it good for us that we were disappointed to get beaten by Kink? Yeah. You know, they sell Cabana for 4 million, Fulham, Bailey's gone for. Yeah. You know, whatever, 12 million or saying. I look at the lads only played them 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, so it shows, you know, that, you know, how well the lads have done. And it's also shown that probably, you know, while the Dock have done well in Europe, we also played 6 matches. And equally, you could say, beating the Swedish crowd, were they as good as Bally Barasov? Yeah. You know, or Genk better than Bally Barasov? You know, they're not in the group stages, Genk are, so it'll be interesting to see how they get on. But it just shows you that, you know, it's all about confidence, and it's all about the look of the draw. And our fellas, like, we have a lot of good, very good players, but sometimes you just need that break, you need a bit of luck. And you know, as I keep saying, that the Genk game, probably the away game, not scoring away, probably cost us coming whatever chance we had coming home. But but it's good that a month ago the lads played against these lads, and Genk put over 20 million in the bank. We haven't put anything in the bank as far as I know. But you know, but it's good to see that these players, because sometimes a lot of the public or the people on the outside don't see this, you know, and they don't understand European football and don't understand how strong League of Ireland football is and how good, you know, Dundalk and Cork City and these teams are. And, you know, our league can get a lot of criticism and much maligned, and, you know, and I suppose at the end of the day it shows you that, you know, bar Man United, Liverpool, people don't want to know anything about soccer. You know, they don't follow the other teams and don't understand the level. So, you know, when you see fellas going for that type of money, it certainly puts it into perspective. And yeah, so good luck to him.
John Cavanagh, did he benefit from that first half against Dunedin?
Yeah, absolutely. He's back training full time and he's doing great. It's just a difficult period for us because, you know, with the games so tight now, and, you know, a bit like he probably needs a little bit of game time, but it's hard to give him game time. And because fitness wise himself, he needs to do a bit more. So obviously the only thing is with this weekend, the fact we have no game, we will have a local game this weekend, we'll give him a chance to get another game. So that's the plan with him. So hopefully it would be great if he could get involved on the running.
How is Johnny's anyway progressing?
Johnny's doing good, but next season, like, he's not at a running stage yet, or, you know, so he's not due to run for about 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. So we knew that from day one that it was always going to be next season. The crucial thing is get him back and make sure he's okay for that.
And Alan Smith the same. Yeah.
Alan Smith the same. Yeah, both them are for next season.
Yeah, big game. Obviously, every game is big now towards the end of the season. just as usual, just looking forward to it. Obviously, we know Bray are on a great run. I don't think they've lost in their last nine or so, and they're obviously hitting a bit of form, and that's great for them. But I think we just have to look at it as if we're at home, we're in front of our crowd. We have to, we're going for a league title. We're the ones that need to put them on the back foot and hopefully come out on the right end of the result.
And all thoughts of Friday night, out your head, and that's over.
Yeah, exactly. The next game is the biggest game, and that's tomorrow night, obviously. So our main priority here is to win a league title, and whatever comes after that then is good for ourselves. But obviously I won't be thinking about Friday until tomorrow night's finished, and until I'm going down to Waterford.
Obviously delighted to get the call up and excited.
Yeah, it's always great to get called up, I suppose. It's something to look forward to, and it's every kid's dream to play for their country, and to get to do it again is always a great achievement. And myself and Shawnee are just looking forward to it. Obviously we have Slovenia on Friday and then Serbia on the Tuesday, but as I said, the two of us will just put our heads down and work towards tomorrow night and getting the 3 points first.
And with Shawnee there, Owen O'Connell there, Alan Brown there, Cork well represented.
Yeah, they surely are, exactly. I suppose three lads that were at Cork at the start of the season, especially Bonesy down here as well. All of us going away, and we all have a great relationship, and also we're well represented down there anyway.
Yeah, not too far from home on Friday night, so a big crowd coming.
Yeah, exactly. I used to play down there, so it's good to always go back to the RSC. I used to enjoy it down there playing with Waterford, but great facilities and all, and we're just looking forward to the game now, but looking forward to tomorrow night more. So
yeah, imagine confidence is high after putting 5 goals past Langford on Friday.
Yeah, it's always good to get back scoring. Obviously we went on a run there where we were doing everything right bar hitting the back of the net, but obviously we started to find a bit more form now, and chances are still being created, but the main thing is they're starting to go in again, and that's always a good sign. And to hit 9 goals in the last 2 games is good, but we conceded 3 when we probably shouldn't have conceded 3, and we need to just go back to ourselves and getting clean sheets. That's what we're best at, and we know the lads up the other end will do the business for us.
Kevin Johnson there, he's disappointed that game isn't going ahead in the Finn Harris match, because you've got the momentum, which you know at this stage.
Yeah, I suppose
it's one of the shop things a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it's always, you can look at it one way or another. You know, a couple of lads obviously have a few knocks, so it's always good that we might be able to get them to recover all right. Yeah, but obviously that's the game we're gearing ourselves towards, but we have to make sure we win every game up to that one, and that one was coming soon, so we knew if that one was coming up and we got the win, that we were right back in it. And now that's been pushed back, we just have to make sure that we keep winning games up until the Dundalk game, because that's one game that could decide it, but every other game is just as important as that one. So it could be a blessing, it could work out wrong, not well for us, but listen, we're just, exactly, time will tell. We can just put our heads down and work hard and keep going.
Just on the under-21 today, was that your first cap the last time in the RSA against
Italy? Yeah, that was the first competitive cap, all right, yeah, against Italy, yeah. That was a tough game, all right, but enjoyable. Yeah. So.
And it was your second call-up, sorry.
Yeah, second call-up, yeah, second.
Same for Shawnee, isn't it?
I think Shawnee's been in around the squad for a bit longer. I think he's been in there before, all right, so he'd be up to the edge, but we're just looking forward to it again. You know, it's not every day you get to represent your country, and we're just looking forward to every game that we have, so it's a chance to go out and prove ourselves that we're good enough to do it anyway, so that's what we're going to do.
Would you be conscious of the fact that you're kind of at that level, at international level, you're in the shop window in a sense, because there's going to be a lot of scouts?
Yeah, of course, obviously every game now, that international game, there's a load there, but I suppose you can't really let that worry yourself. You should just go out there and play your normal game, and like you do on a Friday night in Turner's Cross or up in Bray or whatever, you just have to go out and do that again. And obviously the performances down here have helped us get recognition to be in the squad, so we just need to keep doing what we're doing, and once we will, I think it's onwards and upwards, hopefully.
Okay, we were chatting to John about Phyllis and Gink, who you played only a few weeks ago, moving for big money, your man Bailey, and
yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
I've seen that, he moved for $4 million there the other day, and obviously he was a good player against us, like, but when we went out, you know, obviously Bailey stood out for his pace, but other than that, now we felt like we matched him well enough, and obviously Genk has a higher profile name than probably Cork, so like people look at that league and say it's a better standard, but we went out and showed that we're just as good. Obviously we had our first half wasn't us at all at home against Genk, and we went out in the second half and showed that we're better than what we were in the first anyway, and that's what happens when you play in the higher profile, I suppose. The money goes up and they get their move, and fair play to them for getting it. I think Bailey will get his just rewards if he does get a move, because he's a fantastic player.
And the exposure between Dundalk and yourselves this year.
It's massive. It's massively raised the profile. The fact that we've done well, both clubs have done well against good teams in Europe. The fact that we beat Häcken at home, like they're a big side. You know, they won the Swedish Cup, which would be seen as a high profile league, and we went out and we probably should have got a result out in Genk. We could have drew it, if not won it. But and Dundalk then, obviously they beat Bate, which is no mean feat. That's a massive result for them, and they put it up to Legia as well. I think they were unlucky against Legia. But they've obviously got the group stages now to look forward to, and they've got bigger teams, and it'll put more exposure on the league, and that's what we want, really, is anybody to just look at the league and see, because there is, as you can see, there's quality players in the league if people are looking for them.